3AW 693. This is Sunday Morning. Virgin Airlines domestically are in a bit of trouble. Can we survive with only Qantas, and should we bail them out? I know the Queensland government are happy to put $200 million in towards helping out Virgin if the federal government outlay a lot more than that. Joining us now is James Nixon, a retired A380 captain and aviation man from way back. James, good morning to you. Virgin, should we try and bail them out? Should we keep them going? What are your thoughts?
Good morning, everyone. Well, I'm a bit of a victim here because I'm an ANZAT refugee. And so,
you're bitter and twisted.
I'm completely bitter and twisted. In fact, that's the first time you and I agree on anything.
But,
quite frankly, I had to go overseas like most of my ANZAT colleagues and worked in six other airlines around the world because I couldn't get a job at Virgin. And there's a lot of people like me. It's horrible. A lot of my friends work at Virgin, and of course, it's very hard to break this down to the two different things, the human side and also the business side. But unfortunately, this is a bad business. Adele Ferguson wrote a brilliant article in The Age yesterday, which I think everyone should read, and it just pointed out that it's got $5 billion of debt. That's a lot of money. It's got shareholders, Singapore Airlines, the two Chinese air groups, Etihad, and Mr. Branson, and the share market people have only 10%. So what are we going to do?
Yeah, so James, I mean, I understand you're saying it's a private company, I get all of that, but it is not good for the Australian public, is it, to have only one domestic airline, because that becomes a monopoly and prices go through the roof?
You're right, Nick. That's it's bad to only have one airline, but that's a different issue, isn't it, really? There's two issues. One is, does the Australian public want to pump up Virgin Airlines, an overseas-owned airline, and should we have a two-airline agreement or two airlines in Australia to provide proper competition? That's the difference.
But I suppose the question then becomes, James, is the Australian domestic airline business big enough to actually, for another company, having ANZAT having fallen over, Virgin having fallen over or close to, how attractive would that be to another private company to start up another airline from scratch?
Well, you know, I think Darren James and I should start an airline. We should call it Darren James Airlines.
Yeah.
And,
have you got a lousy $5 billion you can throw at it?
Well, that's it. You know, we can start up an airline tomorrow, and we can lease some A321s, and we'll cherry-pick the routes that make money. And the only routes that make money in Australia are the Shark Patrol. The Shark Patrol goes Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and those flights to Perth. Now, if the mayor in Adelaide wants us to go to Adelaide, well, they can pay a subsidy to us. But what we're asking of airlines in Australia, all airlines that have ever started and will always come along in the future, is we're asking them to make losses on many, many routes. So when you're going to Adelaide, or when you're going to Broken Hill, or when you go to Mount Isa, or all these other places, they're going at a loss. The Olympic Dam, even Townsville, and all these other places.
All those are at a loss.
They're all at a loss. The only ones that make money are the Shark Patrol and Perth. So all the airlines are doing loss leaders to help out people and to attract business clients, because a business client, for example, wants them to be able to fly from Melbourne to Sydney to Rockhampton.
Making it sound like they're running a charity, James, that we should all donate to.
And that's what all of us in the industry know it is. It is a charity. We've been running charities in this industry for years, subsidising all these tiny country towns and places like Mount Isa and Mines and things like that. And so we're asking our airlines to be charities, but we're getting angry when they don't make money. So you can't play it both ways.
That's sounding a lot like you would be very happy for state and federal governments to put money in. You think they should, on the basis of the charity work that the airlines have been doing up till now?
Well, they've been doing it for years with Rex and all these, Kendalls and Hazeltons, all these small towns subsidised, Tamworth and all these places where you don't make enough money flying to these places, and the government's always been subsidising these tiny little airlines going to different places.
So do we need just to say, okay, that second airline has to be a government airline, seeing they're being subsidised so much anyway?
Well, everyone seems to think Qantas is a government airline. It's not. It's a private airline, and it's also acting at a disadvantage all the time. And so we're asking a lot from these private companies, you know, and then they've got strings attached. You know, Virgin has to pay $15 million a year just to Mr. Branson to use his name and logo. That's $41,000 a day.
$15 million a year? Is that right? I didn't know that.
Just naming rights, they're on.
You know, that's $41,000. How many passengers is that day? Now, when we start Darren and James Airline, we won't be charging them anything like that. Darren, are you going to get $410 a day? Just go
free pizza a week, I'm happy with you.
41 cents a day is probably all it's worth.
Mr. Are you Mr. James or are you Mr. Darren? So James, let's cut through it here then. So do you think the best option is obviously to let Virgin disappear? Do you think the best option then becomes a second government airline?
I think that Paul Scurrah is the best man for the job. You know, he's an ANZAC guy and he's doing a fantastic job and he's got to get his backers to put more money into it to support his business plan. And so we've got to, you know, give him a good chance. I don't want it supported by my super fund from Australian Super. If my super's with Australian Super, if they invest in this airline, I'm going to go take my money out straight away.
Really?
Because why should super funds be in airline businesses? You know, people got to stick to their knitting in this business. And Eddie Had and Singapore Airlines and the two Chinese backers and Mr. Branson, they can maybe pay a bit more money and back it, you know, bail it out.
Yeah, I'd leave it up to them.
And take his pay cut to use his name for a start.
Well, for example, why not?
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realise he's on that much of a kickback. I've gone off him at 100 miles an hour.
Maybe you can just offer your naming rights for nothing and there's $15 million saved. There's a few jobs in that.
Darren and I are going to start our little airline. We'll have our board meetings at the Fisher's Club on Friday lunch.
What could possibly go wrong? Normally do.
And we won't charge them anything.
That's right. Hey, James, so finally, will Virgin survive or not?
I'm very, very sad. I don't think it will.
I'm with you.
Very sad.
Thanks for joining us.
So that's your first business decision, Darren James Airline, their first decision, scuttle another airline.
Well, they've got to...
It's scuttled itself. How many billions
in debt are they, James, did you say at the outset?
$5 billion. Now, I've been looking back through the papers to see what they've been doing. You know, oil has been $30 to $50 a barrel for the last few years. It was $115 a barrel in 2013. Quite frankly, if you can't make money when the oil is $30 a barrel and now $20... You can't make money in this business. Last year, $349 million loss. The year before, $653 million loss. 2017, $185 million loss. Like, you know, this is just good money after bad.
See you later, Virgin. What would happen to all the planes?
You can buy them for Darren James Airlines.
Yeah, park them at the back of your place, Darren.
We're
going to use ones that were designed in 1985, not 1965, and we're going to get... We'll get them on lease. We'll pay power by the hour, so they won't pay for them unless they're flying, and we'll get new airplanes. But
see? James knows his stuff.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Thanks for joining us this morning. Retired A380 captain with Emirates, James Nixon, now living in Melbourne. Matthew, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I think all we need to do is open up the domestic routes to the international airlines. It'll give them some more money and it'll maintain competition within the sector. At the moment, they're banned from flying between capital cities, but if they can pick people up along the way, it's going to make them more profitable, keep Qantas honest, and keep our airfares low.
Yeah, don't they do code shares, though? Aren't, as part of their international travel, aren't they allowed to do a code share? They fly into, say, Sydney and then can fly into Melbourne as part of that code share and then can fly out of Melbourne to overseas.
My understanding is they're restricted in the way that they can pick up domestic passengers along the route. So they may be able to pick up internationals, but they're restricted in the way they pick domestics up. But if we open them up, they've got plenty of spare capacity and keep our airfares low and keep Qantas honest.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Here it is. I'm just reading now. $15 million a year. This is Branson. In payments for Virgin to use his name and logo. $15 million a year. On 3AW 27 to 12...
3AW Traffic.